This is part 3 of topic 11, and we continue the discussion of the content of the practice session coaching performance assessment form. Important behaviors that coaches should exhibit at practices and that they can evaluate themselves. The 11th item is athletes' established goals for each important training item. Before each important training item, athletes should have been encouraged and instructed to set performance goals for that item so that they could evaluate whether they did or did not perform to a self-set level of accomplishment. This is an extremely important part of goal-setting behavior that directly affects the performance of athletes. Number 12. Athletes were asked or were given an opportunity to evaluate whether they achieved or did not achieve their self-set goals for each important training item. This is in concert with item number 11. After important training items, athletes should be given an opportunity to self-evaluate if they achieved their self-set goals. Without such evaluation, then goal-setting particular items is relatively useless. Number 13. The coach asked each athlete's opinion of how he or she felt. The coach should ask each athlete for a general indication of how he or she feels during the practice session. This behavior is normally exhibited at the end of or after the session is completed. Number 14. The coach asked each athlete's perception of his or her performance quality. The coach should ask each athlete for a general indication of the quality of his or her performances in the practice session. This behavior is normally exhibited after the last important training segment. Number 15. The training session content was in accord with a sound training plan. The activities and goals of a training session should have been appropriate for a particular stage of a periodized training plan and should be determined well before the practice session. A coach should not devise training content as the session starts or progresses. Number 16. The training session content was made known to the athletes before the start of practice. Before a practice commences, athletes should be told what will occur in the session. This information allows the athletes to allocate their resources and efforts appropriately. 17. Athletes were kept busy all the time. No period should occur where athletes waste time by being idle or doing activities that are not related to the sport. Number 18. Athletes were shown videos of themselves for technique analysis. Athletes should be able to view videos of their performances and engage in some form of self-analysis, which may or may not be complemented by a coach's input. Number 19. Directions and communications were based on sound reasoning and were well thought out. A coach should only offer appraisals and directions that are based on careful consideration. No communication should be made impulsively, nor based on unfounded beliefs. The final characteristic, number 20, each athlete left practice with a positive feeling. As athletes leave a practice arena, they should give the impression of positive feelings indicating that they will willingly want to return to the next practice session. Those are the 20 characteristics in the practice session coaching performance assessment form. How do you use this form? Immediately following a practice session, conduct the evaluation. If you will look at the form that is in your workbook, you'll see that there are columns for evaluation, yes or no, alongside each characteristic. For each entry, you have to decide whether your coaching performance did or did not conform with the item definition. If it did, then record a check mark in the yes column on the recording sheet. If there is any doubt, then place a check mark in the No column. Once every item is evaluated, count the number of Yes column check marks and record that amount on the bottom of the sheet. When that is done, as an individual you have to determine where coaching improvements can be made and set those behaviors as goals for behavior changes in future coaching sessions. The value of this assessment procedure relies purely on the coach's self-controlled behaviors and the goals of coaching that have been established. This completes topic 11.